Krishna, dear friends, welcome back to another episode. We are discussing Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1. We take chapter 1, text 4, shloka number 4 today onwards, and we'll see where we can go. These verses mainly describe the names of great warriors, and text 4 says, Atra Shura Maheshwasa Bhimarjuna Samayudhi Yudhano Viratascha Drupadascha Maharataha. This is again Duryodhan saying, he is relating this kind of a litany, a order of who are the big guys who are helping him, and telling this to his guru Dronacharya. Here in this army are many heroic bowmen equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjun. Great fighters like Yuyudhan, Virat, and Drupad. Now, the Pandavas' names are famous as much as people have read the Mahabharata, but names like Yuyudhan, Virat, Drupad, of course, is daughter Draupadi. So, Dhrishtadyumna in the previous verse was mentioned as a very, very formidable obstacle. And others are now being taken into that consideration, because each of them was as formidable as Bhima and Arjun. Now, Duryodhan has this, we can call it his childhood memory. Every time they would try to play pranks, pull some mischief on the Pandavas, if it was something to do with archery, Arjuna would excel. If it was something to do with strength, like they would throw some stones or tie their hair, and just climb a tree, and Bhima would just come, and with his strength he would just shake the tree so much that they would all just fall down like ripe fruits. So right from the beginning he had this problem, so therefore he knows their strength, and he is comparing especially Bhima. Before the battle, has taken vows. One is that I would personally kill each and every son of Dhritarashtra. Now he knew that, hey, this person can make it. Bhima can actually do it. And in that unfortunate episode when Draupadi was being insulted, Duryodhan had uncovered his thigh. He had taken his garments, and he had kind of exposed his thigh, motioned to Draupadi saying, come and sit on my lap. You are just like a loose woman. You are fit for my enjoyment. Thirdly, Bhima had vowed to tear open Dushasana's chest. Dushasana is Duryodhana's second in command. Pry out his heart and drink his blood. Now, sometimes people say that, hey, you are Vaishnavas and you're supposed to just take your bead bag and chant. Well, a Vaishnava is not a timid person. Just like a nicely trained commando, just because he's sitting silently doesn't mean that he's not powerful. When given the orders, he can wreak havoc. But without the order, he's as harmless as anything. So this is something which Duryodhan actually feared. And then he also, in the next verse, Dashtaketushche kitanaha Kashirajascha viryavan Urujit kunti bhojascha Shaibyascha narapungavaha. There are also great, heroic, powerful fighters like Dhrishtaketu, Chekitan, Kashiraj, Purujit, Kunti Bhoj, and Shaibya. Again, these are names which many of us do not know. I also don't know the actual history behind what they did. And I think this question comes, hey, what kind of spiritual progress do we make when we read the Bhagavad Gita and chant these names? If you say we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are chanting Ram Mantra, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Hare Krishna, at least there is some gain. Wait a minute. Our acharyas say there is a principle called Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhi. Wherever there is a connection with Krishna, that also gets Krishnaized. It's like a copper wire in touch with a electrical point gets electrified. So that is one thing that even these names are good enough when we chant or when we read the Bhagavad Gita. Should I go ahead?
Yes.
Okay.
No, please go ahead.
Text 6 is Yudhamanyushcha Vikranta Uttamaujascha Viryavan Saubhadro Draupadeyascha Sarva Eva Maharathaha. Rathi is a chariot fighter and Maharatha. There is a big description in Mahabharata of Rathi, then Atirathi and a Maharathi. So like somebody can fight with 100, somebody can fight with 1,000, somebody can fight with thousands. So these are the big guns. Here the Duryodhana is saying there are the mighty Yudhamanyu, the very powerful Uttamauja, the son of Subhadra and the sons of Draupadi. All these warriors are great chariot fighters. So the son of Subhadra is, of course, Abhimanyu, who had a very tragic death later. And each Pandava had one son from Draupadi. And they also have come here to fight. So he continues later, continues further, Duryodhan. Asmakam tu vishishtaye tannibodha dvijottama nayaka mama sainyasya sangyartham tan bravimite. But for your information, O best of the brahmanas, he is talking to his guru, let me tell you about the captains who are especially qualified to lead my military force. So which means he has given a list of an estimation of the strength of the opposite army. And now he's saying that, well, I am also quite prepared. Do you know what I have? This is text 8. Bhavan Bhishmascha Karnascha Ripascha Samitinjayaha Ashwatthama Vikarnascha Saumadattisthathaivacha. There are personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, and the son of Saumadatta called Bhurishrava, who are always victorious in battle. Now again, just see how this diplomacy can never leave him. He's telling his guru, you, personalities like you, then Bhishma, again, Bhishma won't be unhappy if a Brahmana is mentioned first. Karna, well, Karna is a half-brother of Arjun and had taken a vow, as you rightly said. He said, as long as this Bhishma old man is here, I'm not going to fight. But word will spread, right? What Duryodhana has said. So he wants to make sure that, oh, well, Karna's name was also taken. So here he is kind of rewarding loyalty. He's giving brownie points for being loyal. Kripa is another Brahmana. Ashwatthama is Dronacharya's son. And Vikarna. Now, why should Vikarna's name come? Vikarna is not a big name fighter. He's certainly not like Bhishma, Drona. Well, while Draupadi was being insulted and Draupadi was looking at the whole assembly hall, it was Vikarna who stood up and objected. Although his junior, he had the guts, he had the gumption to tell Duryodhana, you are doing wrong. This is nonsense. A chaste woman like Draupadi cannot be molested, cannot be insulted like this. So Duryodhana is thinking, my God, this guy, there he had the courage to say that. Today, if he becomes sympathetic to the Pandavas and might defect to the Kaurava army, defect from the Kaurava army. So he flattered him by including his name among the more powerful fighters. Now, sometimes said, how pathetic you can get just in order to keep the status quo, keep people happy. Oh, I mentioned you first, then I mentioned him, and then I mentioned him third. Look, I mentioned you in the first list. Gosh, that's what diplomacy is. And sometimes for people, it's like it's just difficult. You cannot continue. Any point from your side?
I was just thinking in this direction. When this is kind of a team coming together to deliver.
Yeah.
Within a team, when everyone has their own agenda, when they're kind of missing a common vision, then this kind of buttering and all this kind of thing is required. We don't read anywhere when we're going to read further. Also, Sanjay describing such things for Pandavas.
Yeah.
Nowhere it was mentioned that, Yudhishthira Maharaj came down and he's comparing the strength and saying how great our warriors are. Nothing like that. I mean, this kind of a motivational talk. People are too much tuned today to motivational speakers. By the way, you can hear Duryodhan. We're kind of hearing the Duryodhan's motivational talk here. Duryodhan is making a motivational talk, a speech here, but it kind of indicates there is an inherent fear. He understands that probably everyone does not really align with my goal. Everyone have their own agenda. So even Karna, as you said, Karna is not there. But he still made a point to address Karna, because who knows if Karna gets to know, and he says, "Hey, he didn't respected me. And he
walked. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight. He didn't take my name." Yeah.
Anyways, he decided to walk back. And what if he says that I did not address his name? So when this question comes, where people are too much worried about their own self-respect or their own kind of a position in the team, the result is the team will not be successful, as we see down the line. Duryodhan had a huge army, almost 1.5 times the size of the Pandavas. He had the warriors who can never get out. Imagine you're playing a test match and the umpire has already declared, "I'm not going to make the batsman out ever." The 5 days you have the two batsmen playing, how do you ever win the match? There's no chance the Pandavas can ever win the war. No chance. So why would Duryodhan be fearful? He knows about, you mentioned in the previous podcast, Bhishma Pitama has Ichchamrityu. So does with Dronacharya. It's not that he can be killed off unless he decided for himself, Kripacharya, like that. So yet Duryodhan was fearful. Somewhere, when people are driven by selfish motivation, or let's say if a leader is driven by selfish motivation, he also knows people are, my subordinates are up for their own gain. That is why something becomes visible to me from here.
True, very true. In fact, just wait till what our acharyas talk about what he says next. In text 9, he says, "Anye cha bahava shura madarthe tyakta jivitah nana shastra praharanah sarve yuddha visharadah." There are many other heroes. So if somebody says, "Hey, he didn't take my name, he said, "No, there are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons, and all are experienced in military science." So, a very strange, but it is said that in many Puranic stories, Mother Saraswati, she sits on the tongue of someone, and even if that person is hurling vile abuses at Ram or Krishna, she always gives her own rendition. So sometimes for demons, many times for devotees also, like Indra when he's angry with Krishna and calling him Aho Vachalam Balisham Panditamanina Anamra. Actually, Saraswati says, "No, there is another meaning which I will reveal later." So, Anyecha, many others, Bahava Shura, very fearsome, formidable warriors, Madarthe, for my sake, Tyakta Jivita. They have come down to lay down their life for me. Actually, it is said this is a foretelling, because whoever joined the battle of Kurukshetra did not return. So in one sense, it is already concluded. Although Duryodhan was very proud of his military strength protected by Bhishma, still, Tyakta Jivita, they are going to die. Now Duryodhan has his confidence. As you rightly said, he's a motivational speaker. He has pumped up everybody. He has pumped up himself. It's like all the affirmations, I'm going to win. And, all those motivational posters, you see a meek little cat looking at a mirror and there's a big lion looking back. All that has a shelf life. All of that is going to end. No amount of puffery, no amount of helium-filled balloons are going to help. So that's what happens in text 9.
Pretty interesting. So yeah, I mean, that's what I entirely echo with the thoughts that you just shared, Prabhuji, on this aspect. Prabhupada also writes in the purport, which means it is already concluded by none other than the leader. You all gonna die. Probably they didn't pay much attention because they were already pumped up by motivational talk. They didn't envision we're gonna die. So sometimes, you know, motivational talks can be dangerous if it has not been heard from the right person. You know, they can pump you in the right wrong direction, giving you the false hope that I'll be there behind you, helping you. A lot of motivational speakers are not, be careful of it. And at one point, there are two kind of motivational talks going on here. Right now we hear about Duryodhan, but the actual, I often make a statement, the original motivational speaker that our world has ever seen or had ever seen or has ever seen in that way is Lord Shri Krishna. You know, Lord Shri Krishna is going to really help and talk to Arjuna. And see, Arjuna says later on, we'll read, he doesn't want to do it, he ends up doing it. So like that, we'll see that. So yes, so how do we take it forward? We continue for the next podcast, for the next set of verses. We'd like to add something to it, Shyamananda Prabhu.
So we will take from the next verse, because that also is like a cusp at a point where Duryodhan makes a statement about the strength of the both the armies. And in fact, like a cryptic clue is given in his statement that, oh, we are immeasurable. And what exactly is the meaning that we will see when we meet next?
Thank you so much. A wonderful rendition of this set of verses. So thank you all for joining us. Thank you, Shyamananda Prabhu.
Thank you all. See you back soon. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, everyone.